Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, we're back again this week with some more great people. Max, we're going to talk to you on the radio, and I think you are real close to these people and good friends.
Yes, sir. Yes,
we got coming up.
I'm married to one of them, Sherry.
You have a lot of fun doing this, don't you, Max?
Yes, I do. Roy, the joy of the Lord is supposed to be in Christians. And if you don't ever see any joy in somebody, you probably can fairly question their faith.
Because they're
Jesus,
not a Christian.
It says, test the tree by the fruit. And if you never see any joy, then they may not be a Christian.
Whatever brand they're selling, you don't want any.
That's right. So the joy is supposed to be there. And sometimes I've had the privilege of leading people to Christ just when they spotted the joy on me. And they said, what is that joy, you know? And I said, well, that's Jesus. And I've been able to lead people that wanted the joy right to him right at that moment.
You know, every week we have something special, and people look forward to this every week. It's called the Miracle of the Week. If you would, share that with us.
Okay, Roy, well, we have a lot to choose from, as usual, because the Holy Spirit is doing so much on the top of that mountain. But on April the 30th, 2016, which was a Saturday, the GLOW International Group had a conference in Kerrville, and Dee Chandler, who was heading up the deal, asked me to meet with their guest speaker, Bill Yount, and is pretty famous in the prophetic world, and just to give him kind of a little private tour to their guest speaker. So there was about four or five of us that went up there, but when we got there, suddenly there were about 30 or 40 people around us there, Roy. As I began to give the tour to him, suddenly everybody gathered right there at the Fisher Men Bronze, and as I...
This is at the cross.
This is Kerrville. At the cross at the garden. And again, God apparently wanted more people in on the tour than this guest speaker. And so anyways, I started telling the story to around 30 or 40 people or so. And as I got to the part about the glory dust and the Shekinah that falls on people when they come out there, it looks like glitter. sparkles on their hands and faces and clothes. As I was just explaining about the miracle happening, I felt like probably God had already put it on the people. So before I even asked God to do it, I asked folks if they look at their hands, if they could see the glory on them. And two-thirds of the group already had the glory on them.
Before you'd even ask.
Yeah, and before we'd even pass the fisherman bronze. We were just at the steps of the garden, and because they were on that holy ground, God covered them in the glory on their faces and their hands and their clothes. And, of course, that makes the rest of the tour pretty exciting because you know the presence of God is there
You've
giving that tour.
Seeing it.
That's
and
right. The Holy Spirit
it.
Gives that right. tour. So that's just one of the miracles that happened here recently.
Well, listen, we have a very special guest today, Chris Daniel. Tell us a little bit about who he is.
Okay, Chris is a great friend. He's become a great friend. And he is a unique guy because he's the only person Sherry and I know that an angel introduced us to him. You know, we have our other friends. The angels didn't do that. But with Chris, he actually, an angel introduced us to him, and he was at our church and Impact Christian Fellowship in Kerrville. Just was a stranger. And he has a little cute little daughter named Cameron, and she was up on his shoulders, and they were praising God, and she was praising God. And I looked over at that, and I told Sherry, I said, honey, there's got to be an angel while that guy and that baby, that little girl. And so I pulled out my camera, shot a picture, and there was this ball of light right next to him, about the size, I think it might have been a little smaller than a beach ball. And anyways, I just knew that was one of those angels in Ezekiel 1, 15 through 22, where it talks about wheels within wheels and spheres of light, and that's what this was. And so I tapped this man on the shoulder, and I said, hey, you want to see an angel that's standing next to you? And of course, showed him, and from that moment, a friendship began that's been going all these years. And Chris is just a terrific guy. He's also a counselor with La Hacienda and helps kids that are on drugs and alcohol and abuse, those kind of things. And he's just an incredible man of God, and he's on fire.
Chris, welcome to the show. Is all this true that he's saying?
Yeah, well, it is true, Roy. In fact, in terms of the angel story, what was interesting about that is prior to that, I think it was a couple of months prior, I had picked up the newspaper, and I think this was before the cross had gone up, and it was because I had seen that site where the cross is, in terms of just the land and the switchback trails, and it was very unusual from the highway. I kept wondering, what is that? And the Holy Spirit spoke to me, you need to meet the guy that's doing this. And kept reading the story, and it talked about some guy named Max Greiner. And then it was a few months later that I realized the guy I was supposed to be meeting was sitting one row behind me, or two rows behind me. We had never met until Max tapped me on the shoulder and showed me the picture of the angel.
And so that's how it all began. God has an interesting way of introducing people, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Well, listen, let's talk a little bit about what you do professionally.
Well, I'm a licensed professional counselor. I work at La Hacienda Treatment Center out in Hunt, Texas.
God's
I've been
country.
Doing this is my second tour of duty out here. I was out here from 05 to 08 in their family program, and then been out here since 2013. Just a wonderful place in terms of just the presence of God is very strong here. And I've been involved in counseling and or prayer ministry type of things for, I guess it's been since about 1996.
So you've been doing this for a while.
Yes, sir, I have. And it's not what I thought I would be doing with my life, but it's what I've been made for. Years ago, I used to be in the bar business, so I've come a long way.
Well, Max, why don't you talk to Chris a little bit about his book?
Okay, well, you know, one thing that's unique about Chris is that he understands the connection between the spiritual realm and the medical realm. And we've known lots of doctors, psychiatrists, psychologists over the years, counselors, and some of them understand that, and some of them don't have a clue. And Chris is one of those people that understands that connection. And to really get somebody healed of abuse, of addictions, of all those kind of things, we can get into
this world.
You've
got to work on both levels.
You got to work on both levels. And so Chris understands that, and he wrote a great book, a little book. And Chris, why don't you tell us about that just a second?
Sure. I guess that book, I believe I write. I think it was the end of 2012 that I finished that book. And it was on me. A lot of books have been written about addiction, and most of those books are several hundred pages or longer. And anybody that's struggling with addiction or family members struggling with their loved one's addiction, they don't have time nor the energy to read a 300-page book, and they walk away from it going, well, so what does all that mean? My little book is, and that's what's called the little book, Alcoholism, Drug Addiction, and Recovery Made Simple. My little book is 81 pages. A good reader can read it in about 2 hours. And when you finish it, you'll go, okay. You'll know exactly what's going on. You'll have a great understanding of, okay, what's next? What do I need to do to create change in this situation? And that's kind of something I've, another gifting of mine is being able to take lots of information and reduce it down to something very simple.
So you think
somebody needed to do that.
So you think there is a connection. There's a connection between healing and prayer.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, I've been able to, with the prayer ministry side and inner healing internships that I've done, I've been able to weave that in with traditional counseling, and it very much is a fit. In fact, I will say it's the critical fit that's missing in most counseling, because if you don't address spiritual issues, whatever you're doing is just a Band-Aid.
And it's also true, isn't it, Chris, that when you bring God into the deal, it can really speed up the process of the healing. It doesn't have to take years. Sometimes it can happen in minutes. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just amazing to watch happens to, with God when you learn how to work in tandem with Him and bring His Spirit to bear on the wounds in an individual's soul and spirit.
Well, you've been a Coming King Foundation volunteer, trustee, donor. Chris, why do you put all this energy and time into this organization and the Cross in Kerrville?
Well, I guess, first of all, my life I was on a trajectory of many other people. You're just living in the world. You're seeking after material things to make you happy, et cetera. And then my life took a turn in 1985, and in that year I had a supernatural conversion experience that forever changed my life and the path that I was on. And so at the Cross, what has just been so amazing is a place where you get to see the Spirit of God unbridled. And what I mean by that, you're not bound by a lot of the forms and the traditions that man has created and put on God, and you see that the Spirit of God moving on any individual in any place in their life, and including non-believers, and they come up there and you see an exchange of God touching a human, and boom, that person is not leaving the mountain the same. And I am involved with a foundation, and we give a lot of money away to a lot of different organizations, social service organizations, a lot of hospital organizations back over in the Houston Medical Center. And they do great work, but their work is limited. It's to the physical realm. And we've seen so many miracles, from physical miracles to mental, emotional miracles happen, and it's happening on a daily basis at the Cross, and without the need for man to be an intermediary between the person who is receiving ministry and the Spirit of God. It is a very unique place, very few places like it on planet Earth, and I'm glad to be a part and glad to get to participate.
Chris, what would you want folks listening right now to know about the garden and about God?
Well, in terms of the garden, and we hear this often, many people, there's many people who live in Kerrville who, this is right in their own backyard, and they still have not been up there. And many people have made the mistake, you know, from the roadside to look up and go, well, there's a cross on a hill, that's nice, and then keep on driving. They have no idea
what's going on. They have no idea what's happening.
They have no idea what's happening. They have no idea what's up there. And when I say that, there is the 300-foot cross-shaped garden that is the base of that 77-foot, 7-inch vertical cross, which is beautiful with some beautiful bronze sculpture pieces on that 300-foot shape, cross-shaped garden.
It is special, isn't it?
It is, but beyond that is this very special presence of the Holy Spirit of God. And that's what makes it unique. And you can't experience it unless you go up there. And everybody I've talked to, even people that were agnostic, even atheists, they go up there and they feel this peace that is out of this world. And well, it is, because it's his supernatural peace.
We appreciate you taking time. I know you're real busy today. Max, why don't you let folks know real quickly, if they're listening right now and they want to find out a little bit more information about the cross in Kerrville, where do they go to do that?
Well, they can just go to our website. We've got actually four websites, but the main flagship website is thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org, and also the cross at Kerrville.
And there's never a charge.
It's all free. It's open 7 days a week.
And it's not a church.
That's right. And it's 7 a.m. to midnight. Everybody's welcome. And it's not about religion. It's about God.
And Chris, thank you for all you've done for the cross and things that you do and what you mean to us. We appreciate you. And we appreciate your being here with us this morning.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris, for joining us. And we want you back next week.
All right. Thank you, Roy. Thank you, Max. My pleasure.
Okay. Have a good week. I'm Roy Holly, and have a good week. Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Today, I have more comments for you, and I'm going to start with the first one that that came in from Irene Zepeda in San Antonio, Texas. All praise and glory to God. 3 weeks ago, Sandy and I, Irene, got an agreement with Brother Jim Musso, the tour guide chaplain, for our work situation to change, so we could come to the cross every Friday from San Antonio. Jim prayed for people who had to be removed to go and for the Lord to send angels. This was on Friday. On Monday, we saw changes taking place. People left, and we saw people we've never seen walk in our workplace. One man just smiled at me. But he had such a reassuring look in his eyes. I felt peace. Sandy encountered this too. We believe angels are among us. Next was from TripAdvisor, and it is anonymous. Beautiful. I would have given 5 stars, but the garden is still under construction, and I'm sure it will be even better when finished. I love the music in the background. The statues were lovely and thoughtful. The prayer rocks are my favorite, and they were so inspiring. And from Linda Force, who, by the way, made some great picnic tables for us, she and her husband, and I'm going to be ever, ever so grateful for that. Max and Sherry, your love shines, your desire to serve God and others is evident in your speech and actions. It is an honor to walk beside you as we work to complete the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden. And Art and Donna Leonard in Kerrville, Texas, we will continue to do what we can to support this wonderful effort. It truly is a blessing to Kerrville and the entire Hill Country. I thank God every time I look at the cross that you followed the vision he gave you. We pray God's blessing on you. Art and Donna Leonard. God is good. His creation is beautiful. So is his place. Please use this donation to further the kingdom and continue to hold to scripture. God bless. This was from Ennis, Texas. Thank you for the garden. It is a blessing to our community, our state, our nation, our world, and our universe. Elizabeth Brown in Kerrville, Texas. And the last one is from Sharon Thurman. She says, thank you for what you have done for our community.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this.
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse DePlantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good Spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.